The people I've talked to around the league firmly believe that Joe Burrow is playing the quarterback position the best, but he's not the most feared. Those other quarterbacks we're talking about, their fear factor is thick when you go against coordinators. How are we going to stop them, not only with their arm, with their mobility? Burrow doesn't quite have that, but when we're talking about decision-making, accuracy, eye level, people around the league believe that Burrow is the very best at that. Look, are they wasting his talent in Cincinnati? I don't know if they're quite there yet, but the pipes are bursting a little bit. They're always putting out leaks or holes in Cincinnati, whether it's the O-line or the bad defense, but they have a quarterback that can win it all for them and win an MVP. He looks primed for it.
There is Jeremy Fowler. We've been talking about his top 10 list the last few weeks, and today was the quarterback list. Top 10, Patrick Mahomes comes in at 1, Josh Allen number 2, Lamar Jackson at 4, while Joe Burrow, who was kind of the main character of that clip, comes in at 3, as he doesn't possess the fear factor that the top two do. I am surprised, Derek, Lamar Jackson also doesn't come into that. Because to be fair, as Fowler put it, it's how do we stop these guys on a day-to-day basis? Lamar absolutely should be on that list of how the hell are we supposed to do this.
Yes, but the Bills in one half of football kind of gave that blueprint.
Sure.
Sell out, force Lamar to make a mistake, and know that he can't come back from it.
Problem is, like, a lot of those mistakes just come in the playoffs. Like, it's not a regular season thing for him.
That's the weirdest thing about him.
He's not somebody that turns the ball over all that much until the end of the season.
And that it's almost unexplainable how it happens. Like, and he's not alone in this. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at a different sport for a team right nearby us up north and go, why does this keep happening to you?
But you see it. I mean, it is a thing.
Like, the highest paid player in the National Hockey League has one goal in the second round of the playoffs in his entire career.
Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers pitcher, for years was known as the best regular season pitcher.
The choker.
You do not want to play him in the playoffs. Being the Dodgers, you do not want to play him in the playoffs.
You want
to finish a series before.
You don't want him pitching unless you have games in hand.
And he was inarguably the best pitcher for like a five-year run.
Like, I don't understand how it happens to players. What I do understand is that teams see it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I don't know if it's respected, but sometimes might even weigh too much into it.
I was going to say, especially for these four. Yeah.
Which is probably how a two-time MVP gets to that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we rank him at 4. There's a fear factor with Allen in the postseason where if he goes fire god mode, train has left the station and we're all just running, trying to catch it.
And really, even right or wrong, feeling is only his team can stop him.
And there's only one team that has slowed him down in that venture. And when I say slowed down, I do mean that in the exact words. They don't fully stop him. But Allen's impacts can get slowed down at times against the Kansas City Chiefs. The last play of the Bills season.
Mm-hmm.
It is Josh Allen has a great blitz called against him. He does everything setting the protection the proper way, but the Chiefs sent more men than the Bills had blocking. He's hot. You got to get rid of that thing, but there's no clear hot route being won.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go ahead and look at it and go, and that's why it's Allen's at 2. As well, because if he's able to beat everybody, including the Chiefs,
he probably is at 1.
He's probably at 1.
Like, it's the thing. Like, let's say the Super Bowl goes the same way for the AFC team. It's just the Bills instead of the Chiefs.
Allen probably gets his flowers.
He probably gets the 1 spot.
And that's also the other reason that I think Burrow's at 3. Fowler mentions how the Bengals are ruining him, and it's potentially getting to that narrative.
Yeah.
How much run has Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals received? And Burrow, in particular, thanks to the last couple of years, because they made a Super Bowl and have since collapsed their team.
I look at that. I love that we were able to play that clip because for me, it got in my head where, because I think you brought up, like, maybe we're looking too much into playoff success or playoff failures. But we've kind of gotten there with these four where it's like we know what they do in the regular season, right? They're all going to get their MVP awards. Burrow will probably get one by the end of his career,
I'd imagine. What separates all of them at this point?
It becomes playoffs. Now, I think ultimately, Burrow is almost saved saved. It's a random list in the offseason. But he gets third because Lamar doesn't have the great playoff performances.
As a matter of fact, sometimes he's bad.
And Burrow, like you mentioned, did get to a Super Bowl. Of those four, it's only him and Mahomes that have gotten there.
And it is not on his performance and on his back that he gets to a Super Bowl. Cincinnati's defense is unreal.
But he definitely doesn't cost them the game.
He almost cost them against the Tennessee Titans, where he gets sacked 9 times. Sometimes, when you get sacked 9 times, eventually some of the onus is on you.
Some of the onus is on you. But he wins.
But he wins.
So everyone kind of will forget about it eventually.
And this is the part that I know is exactly where it's not measured fair and balanced, and why 1 through 4 should be an assortment of orders based on where you're from. Wins are still, even in the playoffs, not a quarterback stat. Patrick Mahomes, over the last 2 postseasons, outside of when he faces Buffalo, so now it's a Bills problem more than anything, but when he doesn't face Buffalo in the postseason, it is the team that wins the game. It is not him. It is not the offense, even in particular. It is strong defensive showings by Steve Spagnuolo's unit. But then they face Buffalo, and everything goes off the haywire. And whether it's A.J. Klein having to chase Travis Kelce, or
I mean,
I can't even explain last year. I can't even explain last year at this point.
Well, not start, but eventually take over.
Yes, but why is it always something with the Bills' defense? Allen oftentimes has had to, through a collaborative effort, there are games where he doesn't have to take over, but there are now games that in the postseason people remember. The 2022 postseason, chief amongst them. Those 2 games where he is unreal against the Patriots and the Chiefs. You know how Burrow gets a lot of credit for making a Super Bowl? Allen has now gotten just as much credit through his performances consistently in the playoffs, where ultimately his team does let him down. But why is Mahomes over Allen at one? Well, in the games that they have to face each other in the playoffs, it is shot for shot.
Yeah, Mahomes and Allen play their best football.
They go shot for shot at that point. And when you go shot for shot, whoever wins is the one that you're favoring in a ranking. Why? It's simple logic. That's why.
Yeah. I'll also say, too, Allen, and maybe this is also a big part of him, too, in the opposite vein for Lamar. Lamar has typically turned the ball over more in the playoffs. Allen, we know, has been punished by people for turning the ball over too much. But in 4 of the 6 postseasons he's been in, he hasn't thrown an interception, including the last two.
Which is wild.
And so there maybe is that feeling for Allen of he plays his best football January on, where Lamar plays his best football September to December.
And welcome to the difference between number 2.
Yeah, and number 4. I just, with Burrow, though, Fowler brought up that idea that people are believing that they're wasting Burrow. I think we've maybe gotten to that point. And the reason why I want to bring this up, too, is because it's something that has definitely been brought up with Bills fans. The feeling of, and I've even mentioned it, too, I can fully understand when people are kind of done with McDermott. This is going to be, what, year 9 now? Like, are we going to give him all of Allen's prime? I can understand that feeling of, like, are we really going to do that? You look at Burrow, though. He hasn't made the playoffs in the last 2 years. Allen has made the playoffs every year since ascending. Even before he ascended in 2019.
He has made the playoffs every year outside of his rookie year.
Outside of his rookie year. Where Burrow now has made the playoffs twice. He's going into year 6. And so that to me is where we get into the conversation of wasting.
Yes.
Of having that elite quarterback talent. It's inarguable. Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks of his generation. And this is where... And I wanted to almost catch myself, but I'm glad we kind of waited now until to say it. I said, I think Burrow might win an MVP. Like, I just think that'll happen. They'll eventually give him one. But I think the quarterback he's maybe most comparable to now didn't win one. Not as famously so as I think Russell Wilson, but Drew Brees did not win one. For all of his gaudy stats and everything like that, he often finished second to Aaron Rodgers and stuff like that.
He would often, not often, but he would also sometimes miss the playoffs.
Well, and that... For me, almost became famously so, that his teams would be horrendous on defense. Derek, so they win the Super Bowl in 2009. Famous. Breeze was awesome that year. Incredibly accurate. 34 touchdowns. 70 completion percentage.
Storybook season for the Saints.
Yep. They go then to the playoffs the next 2 years, although in 2010 they lose to a under 500 record Seattle Seahawks team.
Who hosted a playoff game.
Yep. Then go 13-3 in 2011. And then the next year, 7-9. Then go 11-5 in 2013. And then for the next 3 years, they don't make the playoffs in Breeze's mid-30s. 7-9, 7-8, 7-9 are his records with those teams. And then you have the 2 years where the Saints are arguably the most talented team in football, but Breeze is at the end of his rope. They get the bad call against the Rams, and then his career kind of fizzles out. 2019, he only plays 11 games, 8-3, and then 2020 plays 12 games, 9-3, but his ability has clearly diminished. He's still accurate, but his ability is clearly diminished. He also missed the playoffs early in his career with the Saints. They make the NFC Championship game, if you remember, in 2006, his first year there. Mm-hmm. It's post-Katrina. There's a lot of vibe there. They go 10-6. They make the NFC Championship. They miss the playoffs the next 2 years at 7-9 and 8-8.
Yeah. That is such a wild career.
Like, inarguably, he's the best Saints player ever. And they had a really good run with him. And for how many years he was there, you are going to miss the playoffs. Teams turn over, talent doesn't work out, what have you. But Burrow, already in his early career, and he was a guy that came in older. He was 24 when he came in. And has already picked up some major injuries. He's somebody I do look at and wonder.
He also has a buzzsaw of a division.
He does.
There is a bit of a, and this is why like him getting to three is a little bit more fascinating. But when it comes to pure talent, the top four should be an assortment and collection of
Of that group. I agree. But he is also somebody I now look at and go, how many more years do we have of him? You can say that negatively or positively, especially if you're a Bills fan. But I also look at somebody like an Andrew Luck, who was on a horrendously run Colts team. Now, he took a beating. And that's the thing. He had some injuries where he had to go to Europe to like get them diagnosed and to figure out the treatment, the whole thing.
It took him 2 years to be fixed to play one season, and then he said, no, this isn't worth it anymore.
But Burrow has also gone through hell. I've mentioned he's picked up some injuries here. I mean, hell, the one season.
Three major ones.
Yeah, 2023, when they also don't make the playoffs, they do finish, I think, with the same record, 9-8. I think it's the same record both ways, and Jake Browning plays pretty well. But Burrow himself is 5-5 in that run. They're not. They weren't clearly going to make it with him
there.
It was
a different 5-5, though, because he starts that season with a calf injury.
Yes.
He's not as mobile. He doesn't get to manipulate the pocket. He's more or less a true statue.
Mm-hmm. He has suffered a major knee injury. He has the whole wrist thing going on, which is still kind of unknown what that's going to mean for him later on in his career. He has picked up some – and you mentioned the statue, too. He was ranked as a dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school, going to Ohio State initially. He was somebody that had wheels. Tore up his knee in his rookie year.
And he still has them, because I do mention, like, it's a very clear hierarchy between the four of them of mobility. Jackson, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow. And it's all noticeable gaps between the four of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's a noticeable gap between one and two, a noticeable gap between Allen and Mahomes on the rushing ability, not pocket escape ability, but rushing ability. That's what separates the two of them. And then between Mahomes and Burrow, it's very distant there as well.
Yes.
So that's where it's like Burrow still is a mobile-esque quarterback, but compared to those three, he's a statue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing.
803-0550, the number two call. Before we hit our next timeout, I want to remind you, Friday Foursome with Encore Golf is back, ready to tee up for free. Every Friday, we're giving away a foursome at one of our favorite nearby fairways, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Royal Niagara Golf Club, plus a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 Encore gift card. Enter now through August 21st at WGR550.com for your shot at the pin. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll be right back.